So you think our economy is strong? Well, they're a third of Americans doing to their retirement accounts. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 25th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being here. Those outrageous energy bills in Texas, we've got some news about that. The new unemployment numbers are in, and what happened on Wall Street, that's kind of important. The tax implication of the stimulus check. And yes, we do have the Wall Street Report, and the MyPillow guy faces even more backlash. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And yeah, know that we do this every day, Monday through Friday. And then on Sundays, we do Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Let's go. For those of you that think the economy is just fine, thank you very much. A study released this week indicates that fully a third of all non-retired Americans are raiding their retirement accounts to pay for everything from necessities to paying down debt. A survey of 2,200 people from Money and Morning Consult found that 35% of non-retired respondents had already dipped into the retirement funds since the pandemic began. The fact that another 30% expect to do it again for basic needs reflects the widespread financial hardship inflicted by the coronavirus. Unsurprisingly, a majority of respondents also say that they need another stimulus check to make ends meet. Speaking of making ends meet, Texans who subscribe to what is wholesale power often pay pennies for their energy. The only drawback is that if things go south, like they did earlier this month with the power outages, those rates shoot up as energy companies attempt to cover their losses. In some cases, people who were paying $30 a month for their energy are now getting bills of $3,000. Well, now Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is saying Texans may not have to pay all of that money. He said that Texans faced with huge electricity bills gambled in the hope of a cheap deal, and they ended up losing. Patrick was talking about the large charges facing some of them in the wake of the disaster in his state. He suggested that those in trouble would likely get some help, but said that in the future, customers should, quote, read the fine print, end quote, of such deals. Meanwhile, Texas politicians, including Senator Ted Cruz, have pledged help for those being faced with crippling bills and called for tighter regulation of the energy market. Critics have noted that this stance is at odds with their long-standing championship of deregulated markets. Stay tuned. The new weekly unemployment numbers were out this morning, and last week, 730,000 people filed for first-time unemployment benefits. Now, that is strikingly lower than just a week ago, and yet it's still a huge number. And remember, those are for first-time benefits. All total, there are more than 11 million Americans still out of work, and while the unemployment percentage has dipped to 6.3%, the people who have left the workforce and are not seeking employment jack that percentage upward to perhaps north of 11%. Now, even with that, lower numbers of new claims today, Wall Street was having none of it, and the markets, well, they fell like a rock. Those numbers and why that happened, coming up. Congress has put the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill on a fast track, and MoneyWise writes there's a tax break in the bill. Along with the long-discussed stimulus checks, additional proposals in the bill would offer the average household a $3,100 in tax savings for 2021, all of this according to the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. In the passing of the budget plan, which contains President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill, you can also expect to see your $1,400 stimulus check as soon as next month, along with extended unemployment benefits and more funding for COVID-19 vaccine rollout. So, whether you need funds to pay down debt or build your emergency fund, you may be getting back even more than you plan for. In reality, you see, the $1,400 stimulus check is really a tax credit. And so, when you file your taxes, these credits will give you a dollar-for-dollar reduction in how much you owe in income taxes. Now, even more than that, some of these credits will be refundable for 2021. That means if your tax liability drops to zero, the IRS will send you a refund for a set amount, putting money directly back in your pocket. I think we're learning quickly why 70% of Americans are in favor of this plan. U.S. Treasury bond yields leapt past the dividend yield for the S&P 500 today as bond markets continue to sell off amid inflation concerns and a broadening domestic recovery. Benchmark 10-year notes traded as high as 1.6% in mid-afternoon trading. That's the highest in more than a year, before easing down to 1.53%. And just ahead of the estimated S&P 500 dividend, that yield at 1.48%. Now, even efforts by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to tame inflation concerns and reassure markets that rates and bond purchases aren't likely to change anytime soon, well, that seems to have had little effect. Wall Street stocks, well, they sank big time today. The Dow was off by 559 points to close at 31,402, while investors sold off high-flying tech stocks. And that drove the NASDAQ down by 478 points to end the day at 13,119. And the S&P 500, that shed 96 points to close the day at 3829. Fear of inflation has investors convinced that the Fed will have to change its cheap interest policy sooner than later by either reducing bond purchases or raising the rates. Today, investors dumped out of some of the hottest stocks of the year, including shares of Apple, Alphabet, and Netflix. Meanwhile, today, GameStop shares, they jumped by 19%, and AMC Entertainment dropped by 9%. The two stocks had soared in overnight trading. Meanwhile, Anheuser-Busch InBev fell by nearly 8% after its profits came in below estimates. And finally, there is this. A viral petition urging some of the country's biggest retail chains to stop selling MyPillow products, it's gained more than 90,000 signatures. The Change.org petition demanding businesses such as Walmart and Amazon remove items from Mike Lindell's company from sale was created in mid-January after he was photographed holding a note before a meeting with the then-President Donald Trump, which appeared to show him advocating for martial law. The petition also urges Bed Bath & Beyond and Costco to cut ties with MyPillow due to Lindell's views. However, since the petition was launched, Bed Bath & Beyond announced they have removed MyPillow products from its stores due to a lack of demand rather than the behavior of its CEO. Meanwhile, Dominion Voting Systems slapped Lindell with a $1.3 billion lawsuit last week, claiming that Lindell's comments about a rigged election hurt the company's business. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.